Thank you, Carolyn. And finally, Andrew, Martin Fennell says that he's been reading about space-time and relativity with his 11-year-old son, and one thing in particular has him stumped. He's wondering about what happens to space-time in a situation where light itself gets slowed down. So, for example, when light goes through glass or through some water, it travels a bit slower. Is space-time warped in that situation, or is something else going on?
Well, the short answer is no, space-time is not warped. And in fact, what's going on here is that there are different ways to apparently slow down light, but actually the speed of light is always fixed. This relates in particular to two different ways to apparently slow down light. And the first one would be to warp space. You imagine you have a piece of paper and you crumple up the middle. If you didn't know the middle was crumpled up, you'd think the piece of paper was shorter than it actually is. And since light carries on travelling at the same speed, say, through the paper in this example, it would take longer to get from one end of the paper to the other end of the paper than you would think if you didn't realise that the paper was crumpled up. So when space-time is warped, light can appear to take longer to get places and therefore seems to be travelling slower, but actually it's travelling at the same speed if you really understand the way that the space is warped. So that's the first way to apparently slow down light. And then there's this second way to apparently slow down light, which is to send it through what we call a refractive substance, something like glass or water. And what actually happens there is quite different. The light is continually absorbed and then re-emitted by a cloud of electrons which surrounds all the atoms in those substances. And so there is an apparent slowdown, which actually comes from a tiny time delay each time the light is absorbed and then re-emitted. So when the light is actually travelling, it's going at that fixed speed of light, but overall its progress gets impeded. So these two methods to apparently slow down light are unrelated. They're just different ways to get this effect.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for your question, Martin. That's actually all we have for this month's Naked Astronomy. We'll be back next month with more news, interviews and your questions. So if you've got anything you want to put to the team, get in touch by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. And don't forget to send in your suggestions for what we should put in Fact Impact. If you'd like to subscribe to the Naked Astronomy podcast, search for us on iTunes or join us at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy. Naked Astronomy is produced by me, Ben Valsler, from The Naked Scientists, and comes to you from Cambridge University with support from its 800th anniversary team and the Science and Technology Facilities Council.